Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, here's a fun little trivia question for you. The average person has approximately 100,000 of these, and you lose around 50 to 100 of them every day. What are they? Hair. Yeah, very good. Hairs on your head. Each hair grows for about 2 to 6 years. It rests for a few months, and then it finally falls out. But then a new hair starts to grow from the same follicle. So this constant cycle of growing and resting and falling out keeps approximately the same number of hairs on your head at all time.
What about me?
Some people don't have to worry about it. Now, since most people lose 50 to 100 hairs every day, I want to know, when was the last time you got upset at losing one single hair? Yes, some people get upset with overall hair loss, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about losing one hair. When was the last time you washed your hair or brushed your hair and got sad about losing one? Probably never, right? You just wash your hair, you brush your hair, and you go on with life. We know that we're going to lose some of them, but we know there will be new ones in their place. So you don't really pay attention to losing one hair. And if you did, people might think you're a little bit weird. In today's gospel reading, we hear two famous parables about things that got lost. A lost sheep and a lost coin. And we've heard these stories before, but we often forget how weird they are. Right, think about it for a moment. If you are a shepherd and you have 100 sheep, which is a lot of sheep, and one of them wanders off and you don't see it anymore, chances are pretty good you're just going to cut your losses and move on. Right? You still have 99 sheep. You are not going to abandon the 99 and go look for one. That's just ridiculous. Nobody in their right mind would do that. It's like getting upset about losing one hair from your head. Right? Nobody does that. Or think about the coin. Right? Any of you get upset about losing a penny? If you lose your wallet with your credit cards and your driver's license, then you might panic. But a penny? Probably not, right? It's just 1 cent. It is not that important in the big picture of things. So to hear that this shepherd went after one missing sheep and this woman went after one missing coin, it's just ridiculous. Right? Nobody does that. It's insignificant. Just like us. Think of it this way. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are approximately 7.9 billion people living on Earth right now. I can't even wrap my mind around a number that big. There are also 140 million babies born every year, which averages out to about more than 4 births per second. And there are around 60 million people who die every year, which is about 2 deaths every second. Plus, this is just thinking about the number of people who are on Earth right now. Think about the countless numbers of people who have lived here in previous generations. Or think of it this way. Earth is approximately 4.5 billion years old. The average human life expectancy is 77 years. To convert that into something more manageable, If the age of the earth were a 24-hour day, then the average human life expectancy is only 1 millisecond. That's 1/1000th of a second. The blink of an eye is 100 milliseconds. 100 times as long. So that means, in the big picture of things, each of us is just like a single hair that falls out and nobody cares. Think about the vast number of people in the world and in our history that you know nothing about and you don't care about. They're born, they grow, they die, and they are completely irrelevant to you. New people get born in their place, and you never knew they existed at all. To say it another way, you are statistically insignificant. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we are so full of ourselves. Sometimes we think the world revolves around us. Sometimes we think that other people are so concerned about the problems we face, but we fail to realize that we aren't even a blip on the cosmic radar. Most people in this world don't know about you and don't care about you. Unlike Queen Elizabeth II, very few people will stop and take notice when you die. In the grand scheme of the universe, we don't matter. Well, it's a good thing then that our value is not based upon how long we live or how well known we are. Instead, our value is based upon God's love for us. That's why these parables are so amazing. Nobody in their right mind would go after one missing sheep or one missing coin. You would just cut your losses and move on. They are insignificant. They don't matter. Unless, of course, they have value to the one who looks for them. Think about the things in your life that are important to you, but aren't necessarily important to somebody else. Sometimes we say these things have sentimental value. As an item, it isn't worth much if you tried to sell it. But you would never even think of selling it in the first place because it's just priceless to you. Right? Go back to thinking about hair. Although each of us loses 50 to 100 hairs every day, many of you who are parents, I bet, have kept a lock of your kids' hair from their first haircut. Anybody do that? My parents did it for me. We did it for Rose. You put it in a little scrapbook, right? It's hair, but it's not just hair. It's a reminder of that special moment in life. It is priceless to you. Or think about kids and their favorite toys. Right? If it breaks, they might get really upset. And some insensitive adult might just say, "It's just a toy." No, for the kid, it's not just a toy. Like, think about all those stuffed animals that you brought for the kids at Care House. Right, let's say you spent 10 to 20 bucks to buy one. Right, that's the value it has to the rest of the world. And there are lots of stuffed animals out there you could buy. But stuffed animals aren't just fabric and stuffing. They have meaning and value for the one who owns them. These stuffed animals that you've brought in will be priceless treasures for the kids who get them. I've even overheard some of you say that you kind of wish you could take some off the table and keep them for yourself. You are already seeing them as more than just fabric and stuffing. even if they are insignificant in the eyes of the world, they still matter to the one who has them. All right, also think about how today's the anniversary of 9/11. Right, hard to believe it was 21 years ago that terrorists hijacked those planes and crashed them into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and that field in Pennsylvania. To the vast majority of people in the world, the 2,977 people who were killed that day don't matter. The rest of the world doesn't know their names or their life stories. And even if you go to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, and you see all of those names engraved there by the reflecting pools, I bet most of those names probably don't mean a thing to you. But if you knew someone that day, if you find their name engraved on that memorial, then you leave a flower there. Because that person mattered to you. In the eyes of the world, you are insignificant. You are unimportant. You are without worth and value. You are only as good as what you can produce. You are here today and gone tomorrow. Basically, most of the world doesn't even know that you exist at all. You are like a hair that falls out and nobody even notices. But God knows all of the hairs on your head, and God knows you. In God's eyes, you are very significant. You are extremely important. You matter. You are priceless and worthwhile and full of value. So why would the shepherd look for the one lost sheep? Or the woman look for that one lost coin? Because those lost things matter to the one who looks for them. Why does God look for you? Why does God want a relationship with you? Why does God rejoice and celebrate over you? Because you matter to the God who goes searching for you. God is like the shepherd who will search long and hard for you until God brings you back home. And then God will rejoice over you. God is like the woman who will tear the entire house apart just to make sure that you stay with God. God is the one we see in Jesus who ripped apart the very grip of death to make sure that you have new life. It might be hard to wrap our minds around 100,000 hairs on your head or a planet that's 7.9 billion years old or how our lives amount to only a millisecond. But what is even more mind-blowing is that God knows each of us. God pays attention to each of us. God loves each of us. So hear this promise. No matter what the world thinks about you or doesn't think about you, God knows you. God pays attention to you, and God loves you. Talk about a reason to celebrate, huh? In the name of the one who always looks for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.